Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. A big congratulations to you. You are halfway there. Now, you may be feeling some benefits of your discipline by now. Maybe you feel that your mood is better after each walk. Did you know it takes just one walk to feel better emotionally? It's that powerful. And hey, if you haven't joined us in the walking part of this memory experiment, maybe today's the day to give it a try. Now, after a week of walking, you may have noticed more room in your clothes. This will be especially true if your goals include walking at least 1 mile a day. After 1 week of that, you'll start to burn up body fat as energy. I gotta tell you, my pants are looser, and I am thrilled about that. Now, I don't know about you, but when that stuff starts to kick in, I'm motivated to eat better. All that from the power of walking. So celebrate any milestones or victories you may be experiencing, and be sure to jump on my Instagram or Facebook and tell me and my team about them. That encourages us so much to work on the next Holy Girl Walk together. But of course, what we're really after is the spiritual fitness. So are you beginning to experience changes in your spirit and your emotions? I mentioned this yesterday, but with just one walk with Jesus, with just one chunk of time in his presence, I do feel more at peace. I'm better able to face whatever comes my way in that day. And I've experienced this every time I do the Holy Girl Walk. It's especially true if we walk with someone. You know why? Because we were made for it. We were made for community. And that reminds me of the two qualities of a flourishing woman that we've been learning about so far. One, she's planted in the presence of God. And two, she embraces the community and the rest of God. Now, that second one, the community and the rest of God, it's something you can remind yourself of as you pile the first four verses of Psalm 92 on top of one another today. Let me quote it, and then I'll tell you why it's a good reminder of this second quality of a flourishing woman. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. Now remember, these are song lyrics. When did they sing this song? On the Sabbath, when they were gathered. It is good to give thanks together, to sing together. Psalm 92 was not meant to be sung alone, but in community. So, are you in community? Who knows where you're fighting for joy because life is hard? You don't have to be alone. And sometimes on those days, you do get a case of spiritual amnesia and you can't remember that he's at work. But a friend can help you remember and see that God is in fact at work in your life. And it will make you glad when you realize it. As you walk today, take inventory of how you are pressing into community. If you need to push reset on how you do that, go for it. Consider that while you memorize and meditate on Psalm 92, 1-4 today. Need more help meditating on the power of this wonderful psalm? In Made to Flourish, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92, I offer many scriptures to contemplate the power of a flourishing life. I wrote this booklet to say thank you to all the Freedom Partners who take time to pray for and financially support my ministry work, including True Girl. If that's you, thank you. I could not do this Holy Girl Walk or any of the other things that me and my team do without your help. But anyone can get a copy of that Psalm 92 memory guide. You'll find that at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.